Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from Minnetonka Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. And Huron County, in a dramatic turn in Huron County Circuit Court before Judge Pearl, Christopher D. Johnsonbaugh has entered a no-contest plea to a felony charge of domestic violence, third offense. This isn't Johnsonbaugh's first brush with the law. Court records reveal three prior domestic assault convictions, making this his fourth. The plea agreement, a strategic move, sees Johnsonbaugh facing up to 5 years in prison and or a $5,000 fine in exchange for his no contest plea, which, while not an admission of guilt, is treated as such for sentencing. Prosecutors have agreed to drop the habitual offender notice, potentially reducing his overall sentence. The court accepted the Huron County Sheriff's Department incident report as the factual basis for the conviction. Johnsonbaugh is now slated for sentencing on May 18, 2026 at 9 a.m. And in a digital age where words carry real-world weight, a Huron County man is facing the consequences of his online actions. Cameron James Hewins has pleaded guilty in Judge Pearl's courtroom at the Huron County Circuit Court to charges stemming from his social media tirade. Hewins admitted to posting inappropriate, harassing, and profane comments on Facebook targeting individuals with insults that could be construed as racial slurs. He pleaded guilty to both a felony count of unlawful posting of a message and a misdemeanor for malicious use of telecommunication services. This plea agreement means he avoids further charges, but the legal journey isn't over. The court accepted his pleas, acknowledging the factual basis of his actions, using his cell phone to spread digital harassment. Hewins can now await sentencing, scheduled for June 1st, 2026 at 9 a.m., a stark reminder that what's posted online can indeed land you in court. When we come back after this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Make the switch to M3 Wireless and enjoy lightning-fast upload and download speeds you can depend on every day. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, gaming online, working from home, or connecting multiple devices, M3 Wireless delivers a smooth and reliable experience without buffering or interruptions. Their network is built for performance, giving you the speed and stability you need to stay connected at all times. From video calls and home offices to movies, music, and more, M3 Wireless keeps everything running seamlessly. Proudly serving homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started today. M3 Wireless, strong, reliable internet you can count on.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our local news, Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Pearl's courtroom, a dramatic plea deal has just unfolded, setting the stage for a significant sentencing. Frederick Arthur McCoy, facing serious charges, has entered a no-contest plea in a case that could land him behind bars for up to a decade. McCoy, identified as a habitual offender for the third time, admitted to unlawfully driving away an automobile. This isn't his first brush with the law. His record includes past convictions for domestic violence, receiving and concealing a motor vehicle, and even arson. In a strategic move, the prosecution agreed to drop any further habitual offender notices. The catch? McCoy must pay full restitution. This plea, accepted by Judge Pearl, means McCoy foregoes a trial, essentially acknowledging his guilt without a formal admission. All eyes now turn to May 18th 2026 at 9 a.m., when McCoy will return to court for sentencing. A pre-sentence investigation is already underway, promising a detailed look into the man and the circumstances before the final gavel falls. This case, with its lawyers of past offenses and high-stakes agreement, is far from over.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualCT.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans, prices low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.